Gordon Garlock says Coco, a long-haired Chihuahua mix, slept in the bed with him and his wife every night.
She was just our house dog. She stayed in the house all the time, and she'd be sitting at the windowsill waiting for us to come home every day, you know, and be so excited. She was just a wonderful dog.
Garlock says the three-year-old small dog was great with their grandkids. They'd had Coco for 2.5 years, but with Garlock and his wife retiring, moving to Nevada, and planning to travel a lot, he says they made the decision to give the dog up. Garlock says he thought the shelter would find a nice home for Coco.
Later that evening, we got to thinking, boy, we just miss her too much. We talked it over and decided, well, heck, you know, if it's someplace she can't go with us, we just won't go there.
When Garlock's wife went back to the shelter Monday morning to bring Coco home, she was told the dog had been euthanized. Garlock wishes the shelter would notify former owners before an animal is put down.
It seems like at least a courtesy call before you did something like that. You could have at least called and asked if we wanted to make sure we didn't want to get her back before you put her down.
According to the shelter's paperwork, Coco was dropped off around 9:45 a.m. on December 12th. Later that same day, the dog had been euthanized. Gastineau Humane Society Executive Director Matt Musselwhite says what happened to Coco isn't outside of normal operating procedures. Under rare circumstances, the nonprofit shelter will euthanize animals.
Of course, if they pose a threat of safety to our staff, they're obviously not going to be good candidates for potential adopters. We just can't allow an animal that could possibly bite a child to be adopted out.
Shelter records indicate Coco was growling upon entering the shelter. Staff members were unable to remove her leash or examine her because she was, quote, snapping, lunging, and charging. A vet technician noted Coco tried to bite her repeatedly. Garlock indicated in shelter paperwork Coco had exhibited aggressive behavior towards strangers, but he says Coco had never bitten anyone. Animal control staff moved Coco to a dangerous dog kennel, according to shelter records. A vet tech originally wanted to give Coco a few days to settle down, but later that same day, the vet tech requested Coco be euthanized. The vet tech thought the risk of Coco biting someone was too great and didn't think she would ever be a candidate for adoption. Musselwhite was not involved in this particular case, but he says there's no advantage to holding an aggressive dog in the shelter for multiple days in hopes of improvement.
They get more and more aggressive as time goes on. So the longer that you hold them, the more they are a threat to animals around them, their own welfare. You know, these animals can injure themselves in the kennels, or they can injure staff members.
A Juneau resident relayed a part of Coco's story on Facebook. She wrote, quote, "I can't believe they would kill a perfectly healthy dog." Many people were outraged, and there were hundreds of comments. Musselwhite says some shelter employees received death threats. The vast majority of euthanasia cases involve animals that are at the end of their lives. The shelter euthanized 50 animals in 2015. Musselwhite says it's not uncommon for people to change their minds after relinquishing an animal. But once someone signs an owner release form, the animal becomes property of the Humane Society. That person loses the right to information about the animal. Musselwhite says if you were a new owner of an adopted pet, it would be unfair if the shelter gave your information to a previous owner.
It's important for us to draw a line there. And say that when you give up the rights to the animal, you give up the rights, and trust that we're going to provide the care for the animal, even if that means doing the, you know, humane thing and euthanizing it if it's not a candidate for adoption.
The owner release form that Coco's owner signed did not explicitly lay out the possibility of euthanasia. Musselwhite says the form was updated since then so that it does, though he says the change was not done in response to Coco's case. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.